The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahescabel, Eshtami, Tukadam, Ismail, Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and God lift up his eyes upon you, and may he give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, today we have hoodoo success readings. Now, this is a detailed reading about the success in your life. Success is an energy which you need to do most of the things that you are going to do. So, we're going to give you a detailed reading about it. Okay, now, with the success readings, with these the successors, remember now that I give you the reading. Yes, I give it to you. And all I ask is that you just listen to it. Listen to it. When it's through, we say goodbye, and that's it. That's it. Okay? And, well, I guess, well, if you've been through before, you go through it again. You know it. You know what to do. Well, that's just part of it. It's just part of it. You get a reading, and all I ask is that you just accept it as the way it is. Because this is from God expressly, God directly. Yes, it is. This is from God directly. Okay? Now I'm going to give you some commercials. After some commercials, we'll go ahead and start them, okay? Well, all right then. Now, you just hold on and don't go away.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away, too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, all of you, if you don't know it, you need to know it now. This, well, really, Saturday, December 3rd, we are having the annual Hoodoo Cards Seminar. The annual Hoodoo Cards Seminar will be Saturday, December 3rd, here, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you about this thing. It is very, very good. It is very, very good. I can even give you a recording of this program if you want it. But you have to make it known that you will be a part of it. Yeah, you have to let us know. So you contact me, papasay@mail.com. papasay@mail.com. papace@mail, mail.com. Now, if you put your name and whatnot in there, we will send you all the information you need. Now, there's one curious thing about this. One thing, it is absolutely free. Yeah, you can come to this seminar absolutely free. So don't forget, that's December 3rd, Saturday, December 3rd. And if you want to get in touch with us, you have to, well, if you want to, well, you have to get in touch with us. The number is papasay@mail.com. Yeah, and remember that. Remember that, because that is something which you will be using. Yes, you will. You'll be using it. Okay? So go on, baby. Go on and try to use it as soon as you possibly can. You know, write in that number. Send that email today if you can. All right? Okay. Now, we get in to the success readings. And we start off, as always, with this prayer. Okay? With this prayer. We start off with it. Now, I'll tell you something, we hold on to this prayer because this prayer assures us that things happen correctly. Okay? All right. Baruch Hashem. Oh, seven spirits of God, you who hold all things in your hands, give me the power to know all things through this device which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Geburah, the spirit of Da'at, and the Yira Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. Now his delight shall be in the fear of the Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness will he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his pants. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay, we're ready to start. And our first phone number is 646. 646. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
I'm calling in for a success reading.
Okay. Okay, a success reading for you. Well, let's hold on for one moment, and then we can give you one. Hold on, please. No connection between what you have asked and what you really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no connection between it, between what you've asked and what you really want to know. Now, unforeseen difficulties may arise because of ostentatious behavior. Practice humility and don't patronize others. I said it again.
Yes.
Practice humility and don't patronize others. Modesty and support of others will help you attract abundance and wealth. Modesty and support of others will help you attract abundance and wealth. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, don't go nowhere. I hope you don't go nowhere. Please. Okay. Okay, now the next person. 573, hello?
Yeah, hey, Pop, I'd like to get a success reading, sir.
Okay, let's see. Well, hold on for a second. We'll see what these cards mean. Okay. Now, you are fortunate to have the best teachers, people that guide you wisely along your path. You are fortunate to have the best teachers. Now, those are the people that guide you wisely along your path. Now, you should be truthful and follow the good advice given to you. Yep, you should be truthful and follow the good advice given to you. An important lesson that you have learned recently will be implemented. An important lesson that you have learned recently will be implemented and bring you joy. Now, an important exam or job interview will bear good results. An important exam or job interview will bear good results. And God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, we have another person. 812, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. I would love a success reading tonight.
All right. Well, I tell you what, just hold on for a second and I can give it to you. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, a positive start. Regarding your creativity awaits you. Now, despite this, your evil self-destructive tendency incites you from the right path. Now, this is your evil self-destructive tendency. Now, it pulls you from the right path. But if you let yourself be carried away to problematic situations, you may miss the whole point. Don't let yourself be dragged away in problematic situations, because you need to know the entire thing. Now, keep the little devil inside you muted, and you will have success. Keep the little devil inside you muted, and you will have success. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You too, Papa. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we've done all we should do, all that we have done. I'm going to see. We have some more. Yes, some more. Some more coming along. But I tell you what. Let's just have a commercial, and then we'll follow it all, okay? All right.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there. Thank you.
was just a normal day for Melissa Kurtz, 48, who had been driving on a highway in the Maitland of Florida near Orlando to take her 13-year-old daughter, Harper, to a beauty pageant. Now, Harper wasn't wearing a seatbelt, which was normal for her, and taking selfies to pass the time. Well, it wasn't until a month later that this normal day turned into something quite abnormal. Kurtz was looking through the pictures on her camera and spotted a selfie Harper had taken in the camera in the car, which had a boy in the background, a boy who wasn't in the car the day the picture was taken. Kurtz decided to do some research on the road. They were driving on that day and discovered that there had been an accident on the same road, and the day her and Harper were driving on, it happened to be the anniversary of the death that occurred because of it. Where the picture was taken, there was an automobile accident 1 year ago. When I looked, someone had been met back away in a helicopter. However, that would not tell me any specific details when I inquired, which leads me to believe that it was a child, and that might be why they couldn't provide the information, Kurtz told the Daily Mail. Kurtz decided to send the picture to Greg Parchin, the director of parapsychology, afterlife, and paranormal studies in the Edelon Project Canada. Pocha was able to use the image analysis program on the picture, a program that is also used by the FBI and CIA, to determine the boy had no color or temperature, which could prove that the photo was indeed real. He also had a reason as to why the ghost may have appeared. To warn may be the purpose, the unfinished business of his ghost. To others, somehow, now need to meet the same fate as others who have died because of the seatbelt issues. Now, it probably saddens him that he sees that. Now, Poacher's reasoning up, as Harper has shown, to not wear a seatbelt, something her mother is none too pleased about. Her seatbelt is something I yell at her about all the time. I had 13 traffic tickets in 2 years to her not wearing one. She is very stubborn, though I always try to catch her when she didn't have it going on. Now, Kurtz told the Daily Mail, now, you would think that this selfie would be enough to convince Harper to wear a seatbelt, but unfortunately, this is not the case. Harper doesn't see the picture as a big deal at all. She just says, oh, the one with the ghost, what's the big deal? I tell her how no one can debunk it, but it does really faze her. Another correlation was with the family of the death of Kurtz's brother, Timothy, and his fiancée, who died in a car crash in February of 2003. Either way, we always make sure you buckle up. Well, that is one thing which everybody should be, you know, should know and should try to use. That is to continually buckle your seatbelt. Yeah, because there are many ghosts. There are many ghosts who tried to warn us that the seatbelt not being buckled is an issue which could take away your life. Your life. Isn't that great? Isn't that something? Well, I tell you now, some people need a seatbelt. They need to be told of it. They need it every time because it is an issue of success with them. It is an issue of success with them. Now, there's many successes. There are many successes. One issue is the success of just plainly living another day. You cannot live unless certain things happen. That's right. You can only live if you are successful at doing certain things. Now, this is just a story about a selfie person too. But how many of you know that being successful in a car accident, you did not have any bad issues simply because you were wearing a safety belt, simply because you were wearing a harness. Now, I bet you all of you can say that. Yeah, all of us can say that. You don't know what is poised to take away your life. You don't know. You don't know. It could be something as evident as a seatbelt or as certainly non-burdensome as, oh, let's say, writing a selfie on the phone or taking a issue on it. Or answering a message. These things are part of making us live. They are. And we should be very, very careful of that. All right? Now, I thank everybody for coming today. I thank you for being my guest. I thank you for coming here and being a guest of an old man for a little bit. I thank you for it. And remember one thing. No, tomorrow is Wednesday, which is love readings. Tomorrow we have love readings. And you need to know what your lover is doing. I will allow three questions tomorrow. Three questions. What is my lover doing? What is your lover doing? Now, I'm telling you, come on and find out. Now, it's 7 o'clock tomorrow here on Blog Talk Radio. Who do love readings? So be here. Be here for that. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. God bless you. God keep you. God lift his eyes up upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your going in from this time forth and even forevermore. And God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.